Well, as we heard a little earlier, California is a major hotspot for the virus in the US, and the situation is particularly dire in Los Angeles County. Hospitals are turning away ambulances, and the number of COVID patients inside ICUs is breaking records. Dr. Brad Spellberg is the Chief Medical Officer at the LA County University of Southern California Medical Center, a 600-bed public hospital on LA's east side. I spoke with him earlier. Dr. Spellberg, are LA hospitals, including your own, now overwhelmed?
We've been getting crushed by a surge of COVID patients for well over a month at this point. And many hospitals in the county are on internal disaster, are closed to ambulance traffic. There are hospitals that have literally run out of oxygen. So yes, I would say the situation is becoming overwhelming.
Are there any beds available in intensive care units?
There are very few left across the county. On any given day at my hospital, there are typically, when we walk in the morning, are no beds available. This morning, as an example, we had six people in the emergency department who needed an ICU bed, and we had no beds that could house them. This is a daily battle where we're trying to open beds and free beds up, and it's like playing musical beds. And you're just trying to bail the water out because it keeps spilling over the levee, and you're just trying to keep up.
I've read some reports that hospitals are having to turn away ambulances or even having to put patients in gift shops.
There was a news story about a local hospital in LA that is housing some patients in its former gift shop. Most hospitals now are having to spill care into areas that they normally would not have provided care, or at least that level of care. And yes, many hospitals, if not most, are on some form of ambulance diversion, at least intermittently. When you get these surges of patients, you need to say to the ambulances, we need a few hours to catch up. The volume is shocking.
You say the volume is shocking. You've seen a lot in your time as a doctor. Is this something that you never thought that you were going to experience?
Well, I never thought about it per se. This is certainly worse than anything I've ever experienced. In 2009, there was the global influenza pandemic for H1N1, and hospitals were very stressed at that point, but it was never anything remotely close to this. Nobody on earth has seen anything like this since 1918, 1919, and back then, hospitals were very different. There was no such thing as an ICU. So in the modern era, this has never happened.
It's such a grim situation. Are your staff becoming fatigued?
Becoming would have been the appropriate tense 4 months ago. We're exhausted. We're all exhausted. Everybody's on edge. We're all exhausted. I work in the safety net. This is a familiar concept in Australia, where you have a rich network of district-controlled public hospitals. In the U.S., there's not such a robust network, but L.A. County still has its own safety net of public hospitals, and I work in the largest of them. Our people know why they come to work. We're the safety net. We're the largest trauma center in the Western U.S. They come to work with a mission. At some point, the exhaustion, you know why you're here, but it's like, how long can this last? How much more can we take?
How many of the doctors and nurses have become sick themselves?
I don't have the exact numbers. It's actually, yes, we certainly have had staff get sick, but that's not been the predominant problem. I think that the infection control procedures and the protective equipment that are available in hospitals make hospitals a safe place to work if you follow those procedures and use the equipment properly. Most of the people who have gotten sick have likely gotten sick in the community as opposed to at work.
Do you think anything's going to change anytime soon?
Well, early read is we might be starting to see a flattening of cases over the last week or two in LA County. The question is there going to be a new surge triggered by Christmas and New Year's in the next 1 to 2 weeks? If there is, we're going to end up like New York was in April, or Italy or Spain experienced earlier in the year. If cases plateau, we will have escaped with our, just razor thin margin, have escaped a huge public health catastrophe.
Well, Dr. Spellberg, thank you very much for taking time out of your day to talk with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Brad Spellberg is the Chief Medical Officer at the LA County University of Southern California Medical Center.